I'm Jacob Resnick with this news. Congress has passed a $1.3 trillion spending bill to end the threat of a government shutdown for the next 6 months. Senator Dan Sullivan voted no. In a statement, he cited a lack of time to read the 2,000-page bill and related documents. The bill includes a major increase in spending for the Indian Health Service and doubles funding for the Denali Commission. The Juneau School Board is considering adopting new curriculum for middle and high schools based on growing national science standards. The model has been adopted by 19 states, and one of the core ideas is teaching students about climate change. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Elizabeth Jenkins has more.
Ted Wilson helped oversee the new curriculum for the Juneau School District. A key part of the science standards is that students graduate with an understanding of Earth and human activity, and that includes learning about climate change. The standards don't mince words. What caused climate change to accelerate? It's us. The Juneau School District is borrowing some core ideas from the new standards. But Wilson says how those ideas are taught in the classroom is up to the teachers.
The aspect of how much of it is human-caused, because there is still a lot of controversy about that, is to teach it as this is one stream of thought, present it like that, and for students to come away with their own opinions about whether they think humans have made that impact or not.
There are facts about who is causing recent climate change, and the fact is that it's us.
That's Glenn Branch, a deputy director at the National Center for Science Education. Branch says there's a social controversy over climate change, but there isn't a scientific one. It's not an opinion, Branch says.
It's inappropriate, both because it reinforces a false conception that there's a legitimate scientific debate about climate change, and also because it misrepresents the nature of science.
But Ted Wilson from the Juneau School District doesn't take issue with climate change being presented in the classroom like a debate. Bottom line, Wilson says, is students should be able to think critically.
I think in our political climate, we don't want teachers to be seen as people that are trying to push an agenda.
Teaching students about climate change is also part of the state's science standards. But a spokesperson from the Alaska Department of Education says it's largely up to the school districts to decide how that's done. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins in Juneau.
Sunny skies in the forecast today with highs around 40, with winds gusting to around 40 miles per hour in downtown Juneau and Douglas. Tonight, remaining mostly clear with temperatures dropping in the 20s. And for the weekend, sunny skies with temperatures maybe reaching the 40s, overnight lows around 30. That's your news and weather. From the KTOO Newsroom, I'm Jacob Resnick.